Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Well, like I always say, I like to be an educated idiot. So I took lessons to be stupid, to her point. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the solution, not just part of the problem. You really do. I mean, really get involved and get engaged. And when I say that, get informed. Don't be them and get informed. You know, I told you guys a long time ago this was going to be a fight. And some of you are going to be irritated with this because you don't like what other people say, but it is a fight between good and evil. It's a fight who believes that borders don't matter. That anybody who wants to come in should be allowed to come in no matter what, in any way, shape, manner, or form. It's a battle between those who cherish life and those who think that life can be taken or stopped at any given point in time, even after birth, because it's a woman's right to choose no matter what. Right? I mean, we go through a whole that we should be worshiping government because government takes care of us. Government is our end-all, be-all. And it used to be that even governors and such and elected officials would never even allow us to think like that. Because there was a, quote-unquote, higher power. There was one who cared for us that we were going to, you know, we were going to have to report to, deal with, bow down to, whatever terminology you like the best. But it has changed. Think about it. And maybe that's maybe they've always been like this, and I was just too dull to know it, or they weren't so blatant about it. Maybe, and that's how they got us looking the other way, so we didn't really have to deal with any of it. You talk about all these things. You want to call in 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All those crazy stories of the day, all the ones that nobody really wants to deal with. Because you sound like a nut job. And I, you know, when you send me stories that are way out there, whack, don't bother. I check about where I can. I don't always win. I try hard. But you guys really, 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 you got to pay attention to stuff. Because you put it out there and then you get slapped around. It's not good. You know, I try to find you really... I try to find these really. We got to take a break from some of the crazy, crazy, crazy political stuff, from the fraud. HBO now is looking at a documentary they're doing called Trans Hood. It will be more exploitative than Cuties. Remember Cuties? Remember the whole pelvic thrust by 6-year-olds? That was exciting. There you go. New HBO Max documentary raises lots of questions about transgender debate and how parents play a role in shaping their children's gender identity. It's prompted calls to boycott the streaming service. That's right. If we don't like what you're putting out there, we want you done. Isn't that funny? The right doesn't really do that. Yeah, I've told you to boycott places before. Stay away from it because you have so many other options. Why give your money to an organization that gives it, I mean, especially Christians, why give your money to an organization that funds Planned Parenthood? HBO Max released on November 12th a documentary called Transhood, which chronicles the lives of four transgender children over a period of 5 years. A popular blogger and podcaster, Matt Walsh, accused HBO of promoting and normalizing the most horrific forms of child abuse. Now, look, if you're talking about kids under 16 years old, okay, you're talking about giving kids hormone blockers, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now, don't laugh and giggle, because we've done stories about it. There's proof. Johns Hopkins University, one of the most prestigious universities in the country, in hospitals, said it's not real. Okay, transgenderism or gender dysphoria is real. But changing out parts and pieces doesn't fix anything. This isn't Joe the commentator. This is the experts who get doxxed and they get, beat up on Twitter and other places. Just, you know, while you getting ready to do it to me, I don't care. I just don't care. I'm going to do what's right no matter how much you get your little snowflake butt up in an uproar. So it's called Transhood, which chronicles the lives of four transgender children over a period of 5 years. Popular blogger and podcaster Matt Wallace, as I said, accused HBO of promoting and normalizing the most horrific forms of child abuse with its show, and he urged subscribers to boycott them. He described the documentary as even worse and more exploitative and dangerous than Cuties was, arguing that it should provoke an even stronger backlash from us. The Netflix film Cuties sparked immense backlash over its scenes, featuring underage girls dressed in sexually provocative clothing and dancing very suggestively. Now, he tweeted out several clips from the Transhood, first of which showed a pastor of a Unitarian Universal Church recognizing and celebrating anyone who identifies as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, or questioning intersex, pansexual, asexual, and or any category that I've left out. Now, the problem with that pastor saying that is, you know, God says we're all of one blood. So, in the clip, the mother brings her young child onto the stage, including a four-year-old boy named Phoenix. Appears to be dressed in girls' clothes and rainbow-colored pants. She introduces Phoenix as another person on the stage, handed him a microphone. The child is hesitant to speak, but his mother urges him to tell the audience if he is a boy or a girl. You want to know? You got to come back. Joe Mattini, your host. This is The Real Site. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different implants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-733-5563. No, just seriously. And I want you to have a good time. I want you to get informed. I want you to get engaged. I don't want you to be entertained necessarily. But this is the stuff that you need to know about. This is going on around you. And the Democrats, they love all this craziness. They love this chaos. I don't know why. I don't know what it does for them. I mean, apparently it helps them. Well, you saw what happened. All the chaos got them. Joe Biden, I won't say elected. Got him shoehorned in. How about that? I like that word better. But, I mean, in all sincerity, they keep this chaos going. And then what happens is we sound like we're always sounding the alarm. And there's nothing there when there really is something there, but you know, nobody's willing to do anything about it. Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And if we go back, you got to go back to the craziness that is going on with these people. And you get ripped up to no end. If you try to talk science at all, you know, they're always talking about the science. The science, the science. You have to follow the science. You have to be part of the science. Be part of the science. The science, the science. But they don't mean it. Not by any stretch of the imagination. You and I, well, we all know that now. Just look around at what's going on. Here you have a new HBO documentary, documenting four kids going through transhood. You know, got to change the names too. Right? Not childhood, not a toddler, but transhood. And again, when you look at what they're putting out there and the realities, in the clip, the mother brings her young child onto the stage by Matt Walsh. He put it out there. Right? Including a four-year-old boy named Phoenix. Now, Phoenix, 4 years old. Get this in your head. Any parent that lets their child decide at 4 years old something like this, this is child abuse. That kid has no clues of what's right or wrong, real or not real. Is every four-year-old boy that says, I want to be like mommy, mean that he wants to be a girl? No. I'm tired of the left telling me I have to believe in science. As a Christian conservative, you know, you Christians, you only believe in God, you don't believe in science. Well, why don't you believe in science? Why don't you go back to biology? Why don't you understand that just because a child says something doesn't mean it's written in cement? And trying to hand him the microphone, he doesn't want to take it, he doesn't want to do it. The child's hesitant to speak. But mom keeps pushing him, saying, come on, tell him whether you're a boy or a girl. I mean, are we serious? What kid doesn't want to please his mom? Really? And at four, you're totally trusting mommy. You're totally trusting daddy. Well, Phoenix initially says that, I just want to tell them that I'm a girl. He declines to address the audience. He hands the microphone back to his mom. Phoenix would like you to know that she's a girl and she prefers she and her pronouns, the mother announces. The audience then begins to chant in unison. May you be well, safe, and whole. We honor you exactly as you are. What does that mean? You don't honor anybody for who they are. Let's do that with Charles Manson, huh? Let's honor him for who he is. We want everybody. I don't know anyone that doesn't want human beings to be safe and well and whole. Wants them to do the best that they can do with what they do, the talents that they have. Who doesn't want that? Come on, think about it. But no, everything has to be staged or on stage or what have you. Walsh also remarked that in a healthy and well-adjusted society, this video would end up with the police breaking down the door and hauling away every adult in handcuffs. Look at the young boy in New York. My God, he was what, 8 years old? Or 9 years old when he first came out as gay. I think he can't even spell it, for God's sakes. All right? Who has influence in this child's life? And then at what, 9 and 10? He's going into clubs. He's taking on the stage name. Now he's not a stripper, but he's a pole dancer. And everybody's applauding the parents. You know, John MacArthur. Yeah, that's the next story I'm going to do. John MacArthur talks about how morality is broken down in this country. And I know some are going to say, oh, no, you're talking about white morality in the 50s. No, I'm talking about basic morality, where kids actually were sacred. You know, they were a precious thing to keep safe. No, not anymore. Now it's like, let them do what they want to do and how they want to do it. Right? When was that okay? When has that ever been okay? They don't have the ability to cope. That we that's what we hear over and over and over again today. How they don't have the ability to cope. They're young. They don't have certain skills. And yet, you want them to make a decision to either hack off or add to their private parts. That's okay. I mean, why don't you let the kid decide everything? Decide when they go to bed, what they eat, when they're going to actually drive, whether they need a license or not. When do you stop? There is nobody of there's no sane person that believes giving hormone blockers to a kid from, well, I don't know, you just saw it, from 4 to 9 years old or 4 to 16 years old is okay. Break it down. What does it do? How does it affect the human body? Not male or female body, but how does it affect the human body? When you block these hormones, when you block certain chemicals in the body from allowing your body to progress the way it's supposed to, not the way you think it should, but the way it's supposed to, how is that you believing in science? John MacArthur, again, outspoken. I mean, he has not been this outspoken in a long time. He discussed the state of, California state coronavirus restrictions on religious worship. And what he referred to as a moral free-for-all engulfing the United States. By the way, I'm 100% on his side on this one. I totally agree with him. Host, Laura Ingraham had him on the show. She noted that while the judges ordered San Diego strip clubs to be reopened, California churches are still fighting for the right to open their doors once again, right? So we can have those open. We can have Planned Parenthoods open, you know, abortion clinics. Now, don't give me this garbage, because women need a place to go to have their health. Hospitals are still open, last I checked. Joe Mancini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Oh, I'm not done with this. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. A bipartisan group of lawmakers unveiled a plan Tuesday for a $900 billion coronavirus relief package. Senator Maggie Hassan says the bill provides money for small businesses, schools, a boost to unemployment benefits, and vaccine distribution. The New Hampshire Democrat tells Fox News it's a work of compromise.
This is a targeted bill. It's not as much as most Democrats think we need to be investing for relief. It's more than most of the Republicans think we should be doing, but that's the nature of compromise. And so this is a bipartisan bill. We don't have time to waste here, and it's something that we believe could pass our chamber and in the House.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has already rejected that proposal, saying he wants a bill that President Trump will sign.
Obviously, it does require bipartisan support to get out of the Congress, but it requires a presidential signature.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You're listening to Real Fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on, be involved, be engaged, be ready. I want you ready. I want you paying attention. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, the title was all wrong on this because I didn't know I was going to go down this road. But really, it is like communist. We've come like a communist country. We're doing whatever they tell us to do, we're doing. Right? And I'm watching these restaurant owners, they're dying on the vine. They need to push back. Every restaurant needs to open up, every single one of them. Okay, they don't have that many buses. And I know some of these places are getting, what are they getting charged or fined? $5,000 a day? Refuse to pay the fine. Let them put you in jail. I'm serious. I mean, this is all going to come down. It's going to end up costing these states millions of dollars just reimbursing these businesses. Because it's out of control. The numbers don't make sense. And now that we got everything else going on, look at what's happened. Because they got caught. They got caught cheating so badly. Now all of a sudden, the numbers are exploding everywhere. Right? Wear the mask for 2 weeks, flatten the curve. Yeah, okay. It's just craziness. And they think we're still believing it. I'm telling you, there's going to be a revolt. Ain't going to be my people. There's going to be others that are going to get to the point where we've had it. Now, judges ordered the San Diego strip clubs be reopened while churches be closed. Hello? Now, John McCarthy is 81 years old. He's the pastor of Grace Community Church in Los Angeles, one of the largest churches in Los Angeles. Now, she described Ingram described him as a thorn in the side of the California COVID crusaders. Now, John also he has a Christian syndicated radio show and television program as well. He said, look, the big picture, namely that America's in a moral free fall. You murder the babies in the womb if they survive the womb. You try to seduce them into transgender sexual deviation when they're young. If they survive that, then you corrupt them with a godless education. He went on to say, if they survive that, then you have a divorce in the family. If they grow to be adults, you drown them in a sea of pornography. We've gone so far down the sewer of immorality and wickedness that nothing surprises me, he said. She asked MacArthur to address a Los Angeles Times article with the headline, COVID outbreak strikes L.A. megachurch. Because they defied the public health orders. MacArthur said, boy, that was a lie. And he's right, it was a lie. The article portrayed an outbreak at Grace Community Church, and it lacked the appropriate context. We had three part-time security guards who went to some event somewhere. I guess they were checked and tested positive, he explained. These were three part-time security guards. None of them was ill within a few days, and they were back at work. And that's the other thing. I love this. I mean, you hear mega spreads, the church is a mega spreading church. All right, so three people out of like 30,000, I don't even know how many go to that church, but it's in the thousands. Big church. Three people. Part-time employees. Got it. And that's super spreader? Come on, help me understand this. That's super spreader. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. But he's right, dude. We are in a moral free fall. How many of you have pushed back on your kids, your loved ones? Again, I'm not getting all on a moral high horse with you. I'm just asking questions. We've gotten to the point where anything goes. I know people that have let their daughter's boyfriend stay in their house. I'm talking about at a young age. They'd rather her be there than out in the backseat of a car somewhere. That's how they justify it. Christians are allowing their daughters to have abortions because that's not the boy they want with her. I mean, think about all these things. 63% of professing Christians, I'll put it that way. Right? 63% are now thinking that same-sex marriage is okay. But here's the thing. When you start asking them these questions, and then you ask them to back them up scripturally, back them up according to God's word, they can't do it. They don't know any scripture. So then, at that point, it's just an opinion, is it not? Then why is my opinion not as important as your opinion? And if you think about it, at 63%, what are the pastors teaching? Do they have a black and white outlook towards Scripture? Or is it more gray and touchy-feely and ever-molding and changing? God says he's the same today, yesterday, tomorrow, and the week after. So what's changing? I'll tell you what's changing. The pulpit's changing. They're afraid to lay down moral value. They're afraid to live it themselves. They're afraid to fire people, get rid of people that are not living the proper lives or biblical lifestyles. See, I've always wondered, during the Obama administration especially, you'd have these same-sex couples that would sue the Catholic organization they were working for, or a school or what have you. Because now check this out. The organization found out that they were a gay couple that was married, but they agreed in their application, they signed an agreement that said they would live by the basic principles of the Bible. And not as the church thought they were well laid out. So they lied on the application, they hid something from the church, and then they got mad at the church because the church caught them and fired them. We are in a moral dilemma. Doesn't matter how you get to where you get. And then it's the other person's fault. Doesn't this sound like teenagers run rampantly stupid? Right? I read it years and years ago. With Tim and I owned a computer business, and I remember we had the handbook. We paid so many megabucks to do, our HR stuff and make sure we were in order and all that other fun stuff. And they signed the back page. They said, I've read the book. I understand it. And every time you get in front of a California employment judge, the book is only good for toilet paper. It doesn't matter. Your Honor, they signed it. Okay. They said they understood. Okay. I'm still finding him in favor of the defendant. I mean, of the plaintiff. Because I don't like the way you treated them. I don't like what you said to them. You didn't make sure. Are you sure they read English and understood English? Well, they signed it. But it doesn't matter if they signed it. You have to make sure that they understood it. Well, how do I do that? Do I have to give you a definition of every word they read? How do you do that? California used to have stupid laws. I think they still have them in place. Employment laws. If you had service workers that worked for you, air conditioning, service people, computer service people, they had to take breaks every, I don't know what it was, every 2 hours for 15 minutes, something like that, half hour for lunch, all that. And they would turn in their time card saying that they did that. Right? When you fire them, they would go to the unemployment people and they'd say, yep, and I didn't even get breaks. Well, you sign them. Doesn't matter. I only signed them because I was afraid I was going to lose my job. So then they charge the employer. Why would anybody want to have employees here in California? Why? Why bother? It just never stops. So lying, cheating, stealing, whatever, it's okay. Doesn't mean anything. It's not a big deal. So what is right and wrong? Can we have right? Because you see, the left doesn't want right or wrongs. Right? Correct? I shouldn't say right. Correct? I think I gave you that story the other day about how the ACLU said, baby Jesus got to go. Remember that? They show up. They decide that baby Jesus is on the front lawn of a city hall or something like that. Nativity scene, actually. Been going on for decades. Nobody's complained about it until one of those freedom from religion freaks shows up. They decide, no, you can't have that. Somebody might see it. It was like my argument about the Ten Commandments. Whether you believe it or not, our law is based on the Ten Commandments. No way around it. And yet, we can't allow our kids to see it. Like, thou shalt not kill is a real problem. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Fella once said,
and I appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Tom Del Vaccaro is going to join me, former chairman of the California Republican Party. Also was ran for Senate here against Carmel Harris. Joe was your host. I'm just not going to go there. I'm going to be nice. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's go to Ed Washington. Ed Washington, thanks so much for calling. Appreciate your time, man.
Oh, well, thanks for taking my call. Two things. The thing to do with, I don't understand why the DOJ is not making process through discovery since 2014, including the impeachment process. All the information needed for prosecution has already been laid out and brought to forth that the whole process had been flawed. And then the other thing is, in regards to these parents trying to enforce the change of their sex by their children, it almost sounds like a weird thing of Munchausen's disease by proxy.
Yeah, you know what? Just the mere fact that they won't, they're so caught up in the emotion of the child, the emotion of the moment, that they're really not looking at the hard facts about this. None of them do. And I got lambasted by a bunch of women when I simply said, before you go shooting up your 4, 5, and 6-year-old, why don't you go see a doctor that's on the other side of the issue so you get all the information to make your decision? They thought that was a terrible idea. How dare I question the want of a 6-year-old?
Well, they haven't even, you know, the front little lobes is not even developed. That only comes later after they go through puberty. And then they start discovering what their physiology is all about.
Yep, I agree with you. I agree. And now they can't be male or female till they want gender neutral books, they want gender neutral topics, and the whole nine yards. This is why John MacArthur's so right. I wish more pastors would speak out on it. We are headed for the moral flush if we're not already in the circle.
We've already arrived there. It's just a matter of how many people will eventually stand up and say enough is enough.
Yeah,
but
I don't think that's
happening.
Nope. Right. No, and people have lost their spine. So, Ed, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. You know, people have lost their spine in the fight. They want to be so loved, so liked. They don't want people in the community to feel bad about them. Well, too bad. Too bad. Stick up for your principles. Stick up for what you know to be right. The article goes on to say, when we tell children, parents, and the general public that you can be born in the wrong body, that's science fiction. It's gaslighting. Think about this. This is your body. Your body is male, or whatever it is, okay? And the DNA calls it that. And everything is going along like it should be. And you get the thought, the feeling, the unction, whatever you want to call it, that you are now, I don't know, a female. You should have been a female. You like everything about how females look. You feel, I don't know how you think you feel like a girl. Right, I mean, I don't understand. If you've never been one, you know the joke, right? Hey, this hamburger tastes like crap. Well, how do you know? When was the last time you ate crap? I realize it's just a term, but get the same thing here. Mom, I feel like a girl. Well, how do you know? What does a girl feel like? What are you thinking? Where were you at? Right, and gender dysphoria is true. It's real. 92% of these kids, if you leave them alone, 92, right? The other 8 get the sex change, and apparently, I don't know, they go on to live very happy lives. But 92% of these kids go back to their, what they're referring to as cisgen, the gender they were born with. But I find it interesting, that, again, and back to how the left changes things simply. Well, look at the voting machines. They were all over them in what? 17, 18, 19? How bad they were? And the major names were there. You had Bernie there, Elizabeth Warren, the rest of them. They were all over how bad these machines were. And they were worried that the Russians were setting up those machines to steal the election for Donald because they were so easy to hack. Now, all of a sudden, they're more secure than Fort Knox. That's what I mean. They have to lie and cheat and steal to win. Fact is, the kids under the age of 7, they're still developing cognitivity. When we tell these young kids that the lie that they might be born in the wrong body is psychological abuse, they're 6 and 7 years old. You don't tell them that at 6 and 7 years old. You're disrupting all the normal flows of chemicals and the development of that body at a young age, including psychological development. Right? Scenes in the documentary show Phoenix's mother reading such books as Jacob's New Dress to her son. You're literally watching her, in essence, brainwash her child into thinking he's a girl. Walsh went on to say, it's no mystery how children end up trans. This is it, right here. You know, and again, some of these people that I've talked with, one fellow in particular, we've had him on the show, he went through the whole thing on how his grandmother used to dress him up in a dress at a very young age and tell him that his mom would love him more like that. Not, I'm not saying every kid, that happens to every kid, I don't mean that. But it is a common thread, a common story. Walsh went on to say that transhood discusses Munchausen syndrome by proxy, well-known mental illness where a parent, usually a mother, pretends that their child is sick or sometimes even causes the child to be sick in order to gain sympathy and attention for themselves. He went on to say that the fact that the entire medical field, with very rare exceptions, have brought this into this radical left-wing gender theory. According to Critella, many women who suffer from Munchausen syndrome by proxy, they've imposed their children's gender identity onto them. And there's a certain percentage of parents, especially mothers, who are basically convincing their children that they are born in the wrong body. Now, and this is not just a couple of fringies. There are well-known doctors, well-known hospitals, well-known, labs or whatever, universities, that agree with this, that agree with the fact that this is not the best thing to do. It's not the right thing to do. You know, there are traumas and things that have gone on in their lives. They find the most commonality is sexual abuse of some kind. You give them puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, surgeries, as teenagers, when they're not even done developing. They're not done developing mentally, physically. So again, it's just one of those things. And I love how they threw the Universal Unitarian Church in there, because they are a very generic group. Come one, come all. Anything you believe is good by us. So I don't know what the conviction there would be. And I've talked to a few, but I just don't get it. Abigail Schreier now is being roasted over the coals. And she's done some... And look, she's not the only one. There are others that have worked on this. She's written a book called Irreversible Damage, The Transgender Craze Seducing Our Daughters. That's right, the girls, especially the women. Right, it's a transgender craze, she says. And, you know, facing womanhood, all that, really scary. Now, they're being seduced into believing that this promises them liberation, uniqueness, a new identity, a fresh start on life. Now, I did that story about the young lady. I could do 40 of these a week, easy. Young girl, and I didn't realize that it was a good majority of this was girls. Girls wanting to transition to boys. Right, but when you look at this stuff, when you read about these things, the damage being done to their bodies, especially the little girls who require certain chemicals to be produced. I mean, one in particular was about the young lady. Her friends kept telling her she looked like a boy. Her friends kept telling her that she was in the wrong body. She didn't pop up her head one day and say, "Ooh, I think I'm a boy." She went with the pressure around her. Beautiful young lady. And then all things started to go wrong. And the doctor kept, 20-minute examination with a psychologist. And he started giving her the hormone blockers. That should be criminal in and of itself. 20 minutes. Think about it. No, that should be criminal in and of itself. When you read journalist Abigail Schreier's book, Irreversible Damage, it was like, she said, this writer said it was unlike reading any other book. And it felt more familiar than anything I'd ever read before, because I've been swimming in this particular sea for some time now. I've been reporting at the Christian Post on gender identity movement and all of its implications for almost 4 years. Schreier lists my name and those of many others who've been reporting, researching it. So she doesn't do this all by herself. She brings it on. She goes to Brown University. She talks to professors there. She's talked to plenty of OBGYNs. There's a problem with this, people. Tom DelVaccaro joins me in the next hour. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.